I'm Harry, digital marketer by day, crypto enthusiast by night.
And I'm Mel, a new kid on the blockchain.
Join our convos breaking down the basics of digital assets so that you can understand the world of cryptocurrency.
Strap in for a wild ride into the cryptoverse. Hey everyone, it's been a while. I'm Mel, the host of Step Into the Cryptoverse, and Harry is with me.
Hey guys, we missed you.
I know it's been a while, but life has been busy. It's already almost March, which is crazy. But I don't know, Harry, did we miss any big crypto news, you think?
Wala naman. Bitcoin is up a bit from the 30s range. So people are celebrating, I guess.
30s meaning $30,000.
Yeah, from 30,000, it's up to 40 plus now, 43 yata.
Still expensive, but like one of our guests, Miguel Conata, said in episode number 2, we shouldn't think of crypto as, parang whole currencies. Dapat in fractions lang siya, no?
Right. You can actually buy just a bit of that 40,000. You don't need to shell out $40,000 just to get into crypto. You can actually put just 1,000 pesos if you want.
So one of the most common things questions that I see online, whether it's a crypto Facebook group or NFT Facebook group, is how can a person get into crypto? And I think that's such a super timely topic, especially since the market nga is low. It's perfect for buyers. Harry is here, guys, to give us tips on how to get started.
But wait, how do you make money from Bitcoin? To which Dan would say, you just trade it on exchanges like any other currency.
So, yeah, the first thing I always tell people is to download CoinsPH. It's the easiest and simplest form to get into crypto. Also because it's an e-wallet, no? Something we're already familiar with. You can actually buy load or pay your bills with CoinsPH, just like GCash or PayMaya. But with CoinsPH, you can already buy crypto. You can fund it with InstaPay with any bank account. You just look for the bank transfer feature and then you transfer to your CoinsPH account, essentially using your mobile number lang.
What about the other things that people download, like Bidax, Binance, Paxful?
If you're just getting started, I would say CoinsPH is the simplest because, again, you can just buy and sell. All these other ones like PDAX or Binance, they have more advanced features. Ito na yung nakikita natin, may mga charts. And you can actually day trade if you want, or you can set a buy target or a sell target. It's more advanced na, something you can get into if you decide to do day trading or talagang trading. If you just want to invest and hold for the future, CoinsPH is satisfactory na.
Ano ka ba? Are you kind of a trader or you're a holder? I know there are different types of use cases for purchasing crypto.
Yeah, so ako, I'm really just a holder. I buy low, sell high. Ganun ka simple. So it really depends on your risk appetite trend, because if you get into the more advanced trading apps, there are other features like you can actually bet on a higher price or you can even bet on a lower price. May mga ganun pang features, no? So ako, I personally just hold on certain cryptocurrencies that I believe in. Kasi kung iisipin mo, there are the big names, right? The top 10 or even the top 3 lang, like Bitcoin and Ethereum. And these are like essentially your blue chip stocks, whereas all the others, they tend to behave more like the altcoins, as we call it. They tend to behave more like penny stocks kasi nga people believe, it could 10x or even 100x just as Bitcoin and Ethereum did before. But you always have to think of your risk appetite. How much are you willing to risk and how risky are you willing to be?
How risky are you willing to be, Harry?
Ako, I'm all in. But that's me, right? Like, most times I have more crypto than I have fiat or regular money. So, most times I feel broke, lalo na pag bumabagsak yung Bitcoin. But that's me. I'm really a believer. I've been buying since, it was like $100+ lang. So,
can you divulge kung magkano na yung crypto mo sa wallet mo?
Just,
or no?
Well, that question, that's something people ask all the time. How much crypto do you have? Especially someone like me. But, that's like asking someone, how much money do you have in your bank account? It's essentially the same.
Oo nga. Mm. So there are people like my brother who is parang online all day just watching the market. There are people like that, right? And I guess it's more stressful.
It is.
That way.
Yeah. So unlike stocks, if you already have experience in stocks, ibang ball game tong crypto. Kasi dito walang opening and closing time. This is 24 hours, right? This is a market na babantayan mo talaga. Or like I said, if you're more advanced, now you can download more advanced trading apps where you can set buy orders or sell orders depending on how you feel the market will go.
Parang talagang whatever floats your boat, right?
Right. And it, again, you know, kailangan ma-reiterate yung risk appetite. What does that mean? If, you know, are you willing to go all in, diba? Parang obviously we don't want people to start selling their houses or their cars.
Although I know people who have gone down that road.
Yes.
Na nalulun talaga.
That's right. And you know, I think with any investment, they're essentially the same principles. Diba? You don't wanna just sell certain things that are essential, right? Like, pero you know, we've heard of success stories kasi, and I guess it becomes aspirational for people.
Oh, sige. So step one is download a trading app.
Yes, it's essentially an exchange because it's a place where you can buy and sell crypto. CoinsPH lang again is the easiest because you can fund it with InstaPay. But it lacks certain features that the other apps don't have. Also, like the likes of Binance, marami ring choices or options for cryptocurrencies that you can buy. The local ones have less rin kasi. And then eventually, if you get really into it, you might consider rates na rin. Because they're competing exchanges, CoinsPH would have a different rate than the other trading apps. And, you know, you can essentially arbitrage.
What is step number two naman?
Think about your risk appetite. How much are now you willing to invest, right? I would recommend to people start maybe with 1,000 or 2,000 just to get the hang of things.
Dollars or pesos?
Pesos, yeah. So as little as 500, you can even, you know, buy na. The good thing about that for me, in my experience, is once you're in, once you know, you have your foot in the water na, mapapa-research ka na eh. We always say do your own research, but so once you have money in, you have no choice but to learn more about what you're investing in.
What about for avoiding scams? What are red flags for you when you purchase?
Okay, so red flags, a lot of people, especially during bull runs or when the price is going up, maraming nag-emerge na quote-unquote gurus and experts. And we see these in Facebook groups.
I think they're called crypto gurus, no? The when they market themselves. And I see this all over Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, there are legitimate ones. I would say, I guess, some are you know, friends of ours, about wedding future guests. But there are also bad actors out there. We've been warning about this in another episode. And, you know, one thing I want to say is, first of all, you don't have to pay anyone. You know, this is like stocks. You don't really you could pay a guru to learn, pero you don't need to pay anyone, that's one. What you have to do is buy your own cryptocurrency. You don't have to pay anyone to buy for you. At the same time, second, another common scam is parang multi-level marketing or pyramiding where you have to recruit two friends who will pay 2,000 to get into this. Walang ganon. Again, CoinsPH and all these like PDAX, Binance, these are free apps you can download. And you can fund this with your InstaPay or some have e-wallets and credit card rin, where that's it. You pay essentially the exchange.
Red flag din siguro are people who tell you, hey, you want to invest in crypto? Give me your money and I'll play it for you.
Yes.
I feel like that's also a red flag.
Super red flag because nga, that becomes, you know, essentially may custodial ka. Someone's holding your crypto for you.
Uh-oh.
I guess it's the same concept as brokers in the traditional stock market, where you have someone trading for you or investing for you. That could be a legitimate thing, but again, you know, these exchanges like CoinsPH or PDAX are already BSP accredited and they are a self-service platform. You don't need anyone to do this for you if you have the time. No, I'm sure there are legitimate actors out there, pero it is a red flag because they might just run away with your money.
Which is what I was talking to my friend last week, and she was telling me a few years ago, she lost like 350,000 pesos just because a guy told her to purchase and then sell during the buyer's market, which did not make sense to me. So guys, really, if you get into something, you have to learn stuff on your own and not take anyone's word for it. You have to trust your gut also. It's an investment.
Yeah, and you know, like you were saying, it's something you can do on your own because these apps are so easy to learn. They're very intuitive. And it depends on how much time and effort you want to put into this nga if you're a holder lang or a trader. Ibang-iba kasi yan.
If you're looking to get into the world of cryptocurrencies, one of the most important decisions that you're going to make is getting the right wallet to support your needs.
What about wallets?
So essentially, CoinsPH is what we call a custodial wallet because they're basically holding your cryptocurrency for you. This is also why if you're into NFTs or if you've heard of mga ICOs, you can't really use your Ethereum wallet in the CoinsPH app for these features, because if you send an NFT to your Ethereum wallet in CoinsPH, you're essentially giving ownership to CoinsPH na, diba? So that's what you call a custodial wallet. That's not necessarily a good or bad thing. It's just not so good if you want to get into NFTs or all these other features of the cryptocurrency and blockchain if na kailangan nasa iyo yung private keys mo.
Ayun na. Nandito na tayo sa private keys. MetaMask has a private key.
Yes.
What should people download and how can people secure their non-custodial wallets?
So the moment you download something like MetaMask, you will be given a seed phrase. Itong seed phrase na to essentially yung basically pang recover mo ng wallet mo. Let's say you wanna switch devices or you wanna transfer your, or kunyari nawala cellphone mo, parang ito yung recovery mo. So you have to safe keep this. This is not something you text to your friend or you give out on public.
Or not even save in your notes, no? Kasi it lives in a cloud.
Yeah, ideally, if you can memorize it, you know, or maybe...
Oh my gosh, it's like an 18-word combination.
Yun yung advantage ng mga exchanges na custodial is, you know, the ease of use. Pero what you're giving up there is hindi ikaw yung may hawak talaga ng crypto mo or ng NFTs mo, if ever.
Have you heard of any nightmare stories where a person has forgotten their keys or their seed phrase and have not recovered their wealth?
Yeah, especially in the earlier days kasi nung mababa pa yung Bitcoin, so never nila pinansin, they never bothered to safekeep the seed phrase. And then biglang nung tumaas, you know, it essentially they lost millions in potential earnings. You know,
and there's really no way to recover.
There's, yun na yun. There's wala na. Yung ibang tao nga nasa hard drive na nasira, na, you know, lumang laptop or lumang cellphone na nasira,
oh
na,
and
they're trying to recover it pero wala. Kailangan talaga yung seed phrase ma-safekeep mo. This is if you're delving into the decentralized non-custodial wallets na. We talked about this in the NFT scams episode.
Some people prefer to buy parang, what do you call it? It's like a keychain where you can store. What do you call these things?
These are cold storage or cold wallets. So these are basically, ang maganda dito, it's not really connected to the internet. It cannot be hacked, right? So it's like a USB device. There's Ledger Nano and Trezor are the more popular ones. Even this, Mel, hindi ka pwedeng basta-basta bibili sa isang friend. Kasi may kasama tong seed phrase din. And if they know the seed phrase, they can essentially recover that wallet for you. So if you are getting into these cold storage, which is more advanced for people who really want to safekeep a lot of money and invest a lot of money in cryptocurrency, you have to buy from the official website. So you go to the official website of Ledger, Nano, or Trezor.
And if these cold storage devices break, is there a way to recover anything that's stored in there?
Yes, because you have the seed phrase. It's a series of 12 to 24 words. Yun talaga yung safekeeping nun yung medyo tricky eh. Some people write it down on a paper talaga and keep it in a safe. Iba-iba yung strategies dyan eh.
You know, in my stupidity, I signed up for something and then I wrote down the seed phrase. And then I could not remember where I kept it. Buti na lang wala pang laman yung wallet na yun.
Yeah. So
Brown, oh my gosh! You know what's in there, Harry? Your cat. That's why when you're asking me, where's my cat? Oh my gosh, sorry.
Nawala na siya. Pag yun, nag-moon. Pag tumaas yun, nako, sayang. Hodo gang, hodo gang, hodo gang, hodo gang,
hodo gang, hodo gang, hodo gang. Throw your hands in the air, man. Okay, what about basic words? I always hear WAGMI. Anything super fun to keep in check?
So there's DYOR, yun yung talagang basic. So some people, when they ask you, where should I invest? Oh, you should invest in DYOR. That means do your own research. there's so much more. There's HODL. Instead of saying hold, we say HODL, which is hold on for dear life. Kasi unlike the traditional stock market, parang roller coaster talaga to. You can go up 30%, 40%, go down in the next hour, 30-40% then.
What about to the moon? Ang dami nagsasabi nun.
Yeah, to the moon. So basically, the price going up exponentially. It's like, so goes up all the way to the moon, diba? So that's another expression. There's ano rin, there's FUD is fear, uncertainty, and doubt. So pag may mga bad news like Bitcoin will be banned or crypto is gonna be banned, people say FUD lang yan, FUD.
What's your favorite?
Ako favorite ko talaga HODL eh, kasi HODL lang, you know, it's a mindset eh. It's more than just a word.
Ako favorite ko talaga si WAGMI. It's so fun to say. Okay, so those are your three steps, foolproof steps into getting into Bitcoin that even your titas and your lolas, maybe not lola and lola, but people, even non-tech people can get into. Oh, Harry, summarize yet again.
So first, you download a simple wallet, e-wallet like CoinsPH that offers a cryptocurrency exchange within it. If you want to be more advanced, you can get into PDAX. Ang advantage nito over like a Binance, even if that has more offerings ng altcoins, this is BSP accredited. You don't have to safe keep a seed phrase. If you lose your password, you can recover it the same way you recover your passwords if you forget your email password, diba? And then second, what is your risk appetite? Ask yourself, muna, like how much are you willing to invest? This is a very volatile space. It can go up and down. It's a roller coaster ride. So maybe start small, no? Start small, and then there's this thing called dollar cost averaging where you just put in money regardless of the price over time. And the good thing about that is you have time to research. Hindi ka pa muna mag-go all in, okay? You know, all of these naman are not financial advice. Up to you. If you have money to spare, if you know your risk appetite is high, meaning you have a lot to risk because siguro may savings ka na, di ba? Meron kang leeway to gamble a bit of money. And again, it is a gamble, right? And number three, yun, if you want to get more advanced features na, if you really want to get into trading, that's when you research the other platforms na.
What about any advice on stable? I don't want to call it stable crypto, but yun nga, the blue chip.
Yeah, that will go back to your risk appetite again kasi the altcoins are essentially like penny stocks, diba? It's riskier. The return is higher, could be higher, but it's also riskier. You know, a lot of these projects, another word we can talk about is rug pull. Rug pull is essentially a project that could disappear. Yan yung problema sa mga altcoins. So if you're starting out, better to start with Bitcoin because it's been out there the longest. And then you can delve into other layer one, as we call it, na mga projects for smart contracts like maybe Ethereum. In the last episode, we talked about Polygon and all these other na nasa top 10.
Aren't you guys bullish about Polygon? Or was it Solana?
Solana. Pero, you know, that's our own personal... kasi, ano na yan, no? Getting deeper. Parang Ethereum right now, it's very slow and ang taas ng fees. So there are may mga lumalabas na quote-unquote Ethereum killers. Like Solana that claim to be faster and cheaper, and which is true naman. But there's also, may give and take yan eh. The faster you become, the less decentralized you are din eh. May mga ganong downsides yan. But, you know, we're getting into the weeds na, pero Ethereum also is not really as decentralized as Bitcoin. Bitcoin kasi is proof of work, meaning the miners are really securing the network. I don't want to get super into it. Medyo mas advanced na. And in fact, this is kumbaga the reserve of the crypto world. Because in order to enter certain, like Binance, you know, Bitcoin is still the biggest in terms of market cap, meaning most money, majority is still in Bitcoin. So yung liquidity, meron yung market na yan.
Any sites or groups or Twitter accounts that you recommend for anyone just starting out?
For global news, we have CoinDesk or Cointelegraph. Yan talaga yung matagal na, no? Matagal nang nagre-report on crypto. If for local news, we have our friends over at BitPinas. They have a lot of educational materials. They also have weekly webcasts where they educate their audience. So yun yung tatlo in terms of news. And then there's Twitter. It's very noisy lang, no? Marami ring mga... nagshishill lang. Oh, another word is shilling. It's when you're selling or even hard selling talaga a project.
And speaking of Twitter, where can people find you, Harry?
So, Harry Initiative on Twitter. Tapos, you can also find me regularly posting on Medium of the same name. And I'm also a contributor sa BitPinas.
And I'm at Mel_Alcaraz on Twitter and on IG. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you guys learned a thing or two about getting into the cryptoverse. And one of those steps, of course, is following our podcast. Just hit that subscribe button and learn from every episode. Again, thank you guys, and see you next time. Bitcoin pays for the bent. Litecoin pays for the jet. Bitcoin cash for the rest. Spend 30 racks on an ICO.